He's already in direct communication. The reason some of us go through is because we wait till we're in trouble to get in direct communication. And then you find out that your signal has been jammed. Because you can't get a prayer through because there's too much hell circling around your life. And it clouds the signal from getting through. You got to pray when everything is clear. You got to pray when it's just you and God. You got to pray when you got time to get down on your knees and petition God like never before. You can't wait till you're in trouble to decide to say, Lord, here I am. Help me. God already knows where you're going because God brought him to the challenge. What are you saying, preacher? When you maintain a relationship with God, there are times when you don't have to pray. You can just sit back and allow God. Do your work, Lord. Y'all ain't saying that back to me. That's because somebody ain't been praying. The praying folk know they can just step back and say, God, do the thing. Because I know you're in full control. I know you're going to work this out. I got to pray in this battle. So I'm going to just step back. Why can't some of us, why don't we do that more often? Let me tell you why. Because some of us are insecure in our own place with God.
All right.
That we are not content to stand by and let him work. Let me say that again. Some of us are not content in our place with God. And what happens is we get insecure and think we have to keep going, keep intervening instead of letting God do what he's supposed to do. Some of you have clouded your own process because you didn't have a connection with God and you intervened in your own way. The Bible tells us very specifically, lean not into your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Some of you are trying to direct your own path. You can't make a path and walk it at the same time. You have to walk the path that's already been laid down for you. You can't plow it and drive it. Y'all ain't saying that back to me. We got bulldozers that make paths and cars that drive it. You trying to bulldoze and drive. And it's not that we doubt him. It's that we doubt ourselves.
Yes.
You doubt your own relationship. You doubt whether or not he even hear you. How many people have said, God, are you hearing me? God, are you sure?
Yes.
You're not even secure in your own place in God. That's why we can't do some stuff. Because we don't even understand ourselves in God. Boy, it got quiet in here.
Come on now.
What my desire is for you is get to know God. Get to know God better than you know your own spouse. Ooh, I'm talking to somebody. If you married or got a boyfriend or girlfriend, get to know God more than you know your own spouse. Because getting to know God more when your spouse trip out. Y'all ain't got to say nothing back to me. Sometimes your spouse lose their mind. See my wife waving her hand? Sometimes your spouse go crazy. You got to know how to call on. Hallelujah. committed something to him that we may not have intended to commit to him. You gave him something, you're like, oh, I didn't mean that. I spoke too fast. Can I have that back? And some of us say, we didn't hear the Lord, the word of the Lord correctly. We tripping out. And what happens is we jump in too soon. You ever jump rope with two people on the end, twirling a rope? And you got a timing.
There you go.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And you already got people in there jumping rope, and they going. Amen. And here you come. Right? And you jump in too soon. They say, dang, you always messing it up. Your timing is messed up. Jumping in at the wrong time. Go to 1 Kings 18 and 25. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose one bullock for yourselves and dress it first, for ye are many. Call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under it. And they took the bullock, which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal. From morning until noon. Yes. Saying, oh Baal, hear us. But there was no voice nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. So in other words, can you imagine seeing this? Let's visualize this. They calling on Baal. Baal don't answer. They raise up on the altar. Wait, come on. Come on! And he got up on the altar. And they trying to call down fire. So we understand that things are not going too well for the prophets of Baal. Their God has not answered their fervent prayers. They're crying out. No lightning comes from heaven. The wood is still not going to be on fire. And it was extremely dry, and they still haven't seen no water for 3 days, maybe three years. And so Baal did not light that fire. And all they needed was a small spark. But because there was no Baal, there was no spark. Now, let me help you understand something. See, now let me tell you how men get into, mankind gets into a bad situation. Common phrase during that time was, where is Baal? Okay? And so, in the biblical text, it is rendered or said as, O Baal, hear us. Okay? Either way, the Canaanite words represented here are Jezebel, the name of Ahab's wife. In other words, the prophets were shouting Jezebel because her name means, O Baal, hear us.
All right.
So they're not calling on a God, they calling on that woman who can't do nothing.
All right.
What are you saying, preacher? Stop calling on folk that don't have no power. Stop calling on folk that can't do nothing for you. There's only one name given among men whereby we must be saved. There's only one name that I know that can change the situation. Stop dialing everybody in your cell phone and call on a name that's above every name. Because when you say his name, demons got to flee. Devils begin to tremble. Things got to change. When you call on his name, and his name is Jesus. Calling on this woman. We ain't got it.
is no power, no power, no power.
That's right.
No.
Go to 1 Kings 18 and 27. I'm just about finished. We all right?
Yes, sir.
Gonna learn today.
Yeah.
1 Kings 18 and 27, look what it says. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a God, little G-O-D. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleeps and must be awake. They cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lances till the blood gushed out upon them. So they tried crying. They got up on the altar. Still no answer. Elijah said, well, he must be off doing something. Or maybe he's sleeping in late today. So they start cutting themselves. Gushing blood from every place. Still no answer. Came to pass, verse 29, when midday was past and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. Amen?
Amen.
So we understand Elijah got a little cocky. He started making fun of him. Maybe Baal is asleep. Now listen to this though. If this were true, it would imply that Baal, like human beings, has attributes and failings like humans. Mm-hmm. Let me go back a little bit. Therefore, it is no coincidence that God told mankind in the second commandment, thou shalt not make any graven images.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because given half a chance, we will always make our gods in the image of ourselves.
That's right.
All right.
Rather into the image of God. And what happened? The worshipers of Baal had done just this. They had made their God like themselves. Someone that needed sleep and could not be bothered to help mankind. But my God, he who keeps you will never slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is the shade upon your right hand. In case you didn't know, I was over in Psalms 121. We serve a God that don't ever sleep. That's why we ain't got to make no graven image. Because we don't even know what he looks like. No man has seen him and lived. Moses saw his train and he changed his whole thing.
I'm getting excited here.
Yes,
sir. I feel something going on. I'm still teaching. Go to 1 Kings 18 and 30 and we done. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And he took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels of water with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice on the wood. Y'all, some of y'all didn't catch that. Some of y'all didn't catch that. Some of y'all didn't catch it. Some of y'all didn't catch that. He said, pour water in a, y'all didn't catch that. They wasting water, y'all didn't catch that. On the sacrifice that God is going to show himself, they are in a famine, and he's wasting water by pouring over the sacrifice that God has called him to do. When God says do something, you got to do it, because there is no lack in God. When God shows four barrels of water, and there is no water.
My Lord. My Lord.
Pour it over. They should have killed him right there. That's my shower. That's my bath. That's my cooking. What you doing wasting that water? This ain't even a script, and I'm finished. He was protecting when he was pouring the sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
And God kept him.
Yes, sir.
Some of you need to pour the sacrifice.
Yes. Yes, sir.
The sacrifice is you. Boom. Present yourselves a living
sacrifice.
Go ahead and finish it for me. Somebody finish it for me.
Holy and acceptable.
Which is what?
Reasonable service.
So you sacrificing yourself is what?
Reasonable service.
It says living. 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 Not a dead sacrifice. Living. Somebody that can praise. Fruit of your lips. A living unto God. Which is your what? So when you come into the house, you got to come into his courts with thanksgiving. Why? Because you are a living
sacrifice.
Which is your reasonable. So you praising God ain't just for you. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to come in giving God glory. You're supposed to come in magnifying his name. Because you are a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, you want to be holy? Get back to the word. You want to be holy? Give yourself to God. You want to be holy? Turn from your wicked ways. You want to be holy? Humble yourself. You want to be holy? Seek him. You want to be holy? Live for God. I feel better now.
All right.
My back ain't hurting at all.
Come on now.
All right. Thank you.